For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just a few weeks from opening day in Major League Baseball. Isn't that exciting? And we have international games. We have secret weddings. We have the Phillies deciding that Zach Wheeler is a $42 million pitcher or something to that effect. Elliot Johnson, the one and only Durham Bulls legend, former Brave, Royal. Was it Rays or Devil Rays when you were there?
Big League's just the Rays, but I was a part of the old regime. I signed with the Devil Rays back in the day.
All right, let's start with the money. The Philadelphia Phillies are not averse to signing enormous contracts, whether it's Trey Turner or Bryce Harper or Zach Wheeler, over $120 million for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Zach Wheeler is an outstanding pitcher. That mm-hmm. seems that puts him in the you're one of one type category, no?
Well, he's exceptional. Market values are what they are. They didn't want him getting to free agency next year. They knew that if he was going to go to market next year, the Dodgers are going to step in and give him who knows how much and defer it all, right?
Okay.
I think they were smart to lock him up. He's an ace. He's deserving of every penny and then some. He's been more healthy than Scherzer and Verlander. I think that he's proven to be durable. I think that he is worth the price, given that the Phillies were up against the wall. And I'll give credit to ownership for going out there and spending that money, because Baltimore needs a starter.
Oh my gosh!
And they're not paying. Boston needs a starter. Especially given the injury.
To Giolito.
They've got the elbow injury that they've got. So Montgomery's probably going to cash in and head over there. It's going to upset some Rangers, or Rangers fans. But, we'll see how that market materializes here in the next couple of days.
Elliot Johnson is joining us here. My only fear is that, and it's funny that Zach Wheeler is the healthy one, because earlier in his career, it was touch and go, right? With him being healthy. But, it seems like forever ago, he was the return for Carlos Beltran from the Mets to the Giants. That's how far back we go with Zach Wheeler, right? That's where it all began. He was a Giants farmhand and obviously huge prospect, and that's what the Mets got. Part of the return for Beltran was Zach Wheeler. He'll be 35, though, in the first year, early in the first year. Of the first year of that extension. It's a little risky, but what it says to me anyway is that even if you're not one of the high profile teams, and I'm using air quotes here that people can't see on the radio, there's money. So the Orioles, who are like absolutely allergic to prying open their wallets and have been banking cash for the last several years, the Orioles are afraid or unwilling to extend themselves when winning is what makes money. No,
it's an absolute. It's a mistake. They've got such a good team, Adam, and they could. One win difference could be the difference between getting to the World Series or not. You think about the opportunity that you have to bring in a guy that can pitch deep into October, and they're not taking advantage of it. I think it's a mistake. I think they've got an exceptional team. I think they need to shore up their staff. Grayson's been hurt. He's exceptional, no question about it. But, you can't count on arms being healthy. To your point on Wheeler early in his career, with the Mets, I'm sure we're picking a scab here. He was injured there. He comes over to the Phillies, and he's been really, really good. Even though he gave up, almost a home run to the new holiday, the shiny new toy the Orioles have yesterday, hit a ball off the wall and a hanging breaking ball. But, I think if they went out and grabbed somebody, it would certainly signal to everyone that they're all in and they want to win. And you're in the AL East. You better do everything you can and not take anything for granted, because, you know, who knows what's going to happen with their young. If Rutschman gets hurt, that window will close up pretty quick. He's that important to the team. So go get somebody and make the most of 2024 and don't wait until 2025. It seems like they've been saying next year for the last how many years now?
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Elliot Johnson is here on the Adam Gold Show. Big picture thinking, because I think the Rays have been very good about figuring out who they want to keep going forward. They did this with Evan Longoria such a long, long time ago. When 10 years into a big league career, they gave him an 8-year contract. It was crazy, but it was obviously smart. And you pay a little bit more at the beginning. But you save yourself big money at the back end, and it works out. Maybe not exactly for the player, but if the player is willing to do that, then it works out. I mean, like in some respects, the Braves have done that with a lot of their players, right? Extending them early, and like I've said for years that whether it's Ozzie Albies or Ronald Acuna, those are the stupidest contracts ever from a player perspective, but they were willing to do it. And, you know, if you're the Braves, you're getting off, I can't believe it's like 40 cents on the dollar for what Ronald Acuna is probably worth to an extent similar with Ozzie Albies. But why don't the Orioles try that? I mean, I guess when you look at what Wander Franco, maybe that scares people, away from doing that. But why don't the Orioles try to do something like that to keep some of these young players for an extended period of time?
Now, I don't know exactly what's going to happen with Wander bringing that up. I think his contract gets voided, Adam, for something like that. I'm not 100% sure on that. But I think that it's really ownership, Adam, is who it is. It's ownership choosing not to extend long-term deals because they don't like the risk that is inherent from coming with those. And the way, you know, so they're still licking their wounds from Chris Davis. You remember that?
Right? Oh, my gosh.
He was a negative war player, and they gave him $160 million. I think they're still paying him to help the team lose. that's a classic example of buyer's remorse. There's no question about it. But if we're talking about a young, up-and-coming player, here's what it does, and this is what they don't understand. You give them security. You let them know that they're the guy and that you believe in them right away, that you're willing to extend. The team is willing to show them that we're willing to take the risk for you. Just relax and go play, and we believe in your ability. I mean, and they're going to get it. So, like, Ronald Acuna is the perfect example, Adam. You couldn't have come up with a better one, where you're showing him, we believe in you so much, we're willing to give you a 9-figure deal. Go play. Do the best that you can. You're going to, you know, your family's generations will never spend it all, assuming you're smart. And not only that, we're going to make, you know, potentially $500 million off of you while we're paying you $100 million. And that's the part that I think that the Orioles, unfortunately, just don't get.
Which is why at the trade deadline last year, I was talking to a bunch of Oriole fans. They're like, well, you know, we can't afford Shohei Ohtani. I'm like, bull. Every team can afford Shohei Ohtani. There may have never been a player in the history of baseball whose contract would pay for itself more than Shohei Ohtani. And, of course, he goes to the Dodgers for a lot of reasons. One, he wanted to stay on the West Coast. Two, Dodgers seem to win all the time because the Dodgers are smart. By the way, they're going to start, I think they start the season, right, in Seoul with the Padres.
Yes,
what are your thoughts? We'll get to the secret wedding in a minute. What are your thoughts on international series? You know, the Mets and the Phillies will be in London. I think they're playing in a spring training series in the Dominican Republic. They're going back to, I think they're going to Mexico this year as well. What do you think? Do you like the international series?
Absolutely. I mean, the players are going to complain no matter what, because baseball players are really good at complaining about stuff, you know, the travel, yeah. The wham, you know, they're flying first class, you got a row all to yourself, and, you know, you're eating sushi and quesadillas. I mean, it's pretty nice, but they'll complain no matter what. So I think it's outstanding. I think it's great for growing the game. Hopefully what they do is they create a new generation of Shohei Ohtani that can come over and make the game better, or, you know, Joey Meneses, when they go to Mexico. You know, I think there's a Max Kepler, I think, is from Germany. So it doesn't really matter where they come from. If they're really, really good at baseball, we want them in our game. I think that, you know, Shohei has proven to be one of the best players in the world, and you nailed it a lot earlier before me, Adam. It doesn't matter where he's coming from. If he has that type of ability, we want him playing baseball. We want to improve our game. We don't want them playing football or basketball or, you know, cricket, pick any sport, or soccer or whatever it is. We want them to be here. We want these international stars because it improves the game. It improves the health of our game, and it makes it more of a global game, and it brings in those the viewership and everything that comes from it from these other markets that right now aren't really tapped into.
Here's the thing that to me it's an easy one. The NBA has become a global sport. And if you look at the latest mock draft, there's not that many kids playing college basketball or, you know, G League Ignite or Overtime Elite. There's so many international players. Sport is enormous in France as well, right? You look at the NHL. I mean, the draft is, you know, Swedes and Finns and Russians and all of that. Like, if Major League Baseball were smart, I think they would have a lot more of these series during the year. Take real games and go. I mean, granted, it's a little bit more tricky when you try to go to South America. We understand the perils of that. But they should be in Mexico and Puerto Rico, and they should take games. They should take series there, because when you show them the real thing up close, to me, that's the game changer. I don't dig a spring training game in the Dominican Republic, but, you know, ramp up security, protect the players, protect their families, and you can do something like that.
I think it makes all the sense in the world. Can you imagine, like, you know, a game in Tokyo, you know, a game in Sao Paulo, you know, a game, you know, obviously they did the London thing, but can you imagine going to Paris and playing, you know, going to Rome and playing? I think it makes all the sense in the world. And hopefully we can generate and create the next generation of ball players and make it a lot more like the NHL and the NBA, you know. But until then, they're going to play other sports.
Right. And a lot of them are playing basketball. Elliot Johnson is joining us here. So Shohei Ohtani got married, didn't tell anybody. The Dodgers are like, wait, what is that? Did he not want to invite any Dodgers to the wedding, or is this just you know, kind of par for the Shohei Ohtani course?
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, par for him. I think he is who he is. I mean, he is the man that he is. And so I think I'm okay with it. I think that he's doing it the right way. I mean, it's anti-LA, right, where everybody likes clicks and screens and all this. And he's like, look, this is a private thing that I'm going to take care of with my family and my loved ones. So, I mean, nothing but R-E-S-P-E-C-T to old Shohei.
Look, he is amazing. He's just going to hit. In year one with the Dodgers, they'll have to muddle through with Shohei Ohtani just hitting, and I think this could be the worst nightmare for National League pitchers because Shohei just hitting could ultimately be an absolute, a terror for the rest of the league. Elliot Johnson.
How far do you think he hits his best ball in Colorado this year, Adam?
525.
Oof. I'm going to take the under, but I hope he does.
5-12. Well, he's got to play. How many games he plays? They'll play eight or nine games in at Coors Field,
something like that.
It's a great looking ballpark, by the way.
It's going to be fun. I hope he gets a high heater and hits it 500 feet. That'll be exciting.
My recommendation: if you go to Coors Field, the Coors Red Light for people who want to go out to Denver. It's the only drinkable product that beer company makes. I'll just leave it at that. Elliot Johnson, former big leaguer, my friend. I appreciate your time.
Pleasure as always, Adam.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home. With DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.